Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm Jeannie Rice, your co-host. We also have co-hosts Dr. Tim Hayes and Michelle Pichet. We will share with you the wisdom of the first century Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. We offer tools and support 5 days a week. We will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love, in Aramaic, Brachma. Michael is the author of the book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information about the forgiveness process, please visit www.whyagain.org. And now, welcome to the show, Mind Shifters Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio. I'm Tim Hayes. I'm your host for the first hour. And we're having some technical difficulties, so bear with us. We might have just started a little early. And it says there's only 30 minutes of this stream left. So I don't really know what's going on, but this is Mind Shifters Radio, and I'm Tim Hayes, and I'm having all kinds of internet and phone difficulties at my office, so I'm calling in on the cell phone, so it's probably a very different call quality, and I'm trying to text Jeannie Rice at the same time I'm talking to find out if I'm actually on the air. So, somebody did show up in the phone queue. This is Mind Shifters Radio. I'm Tim Hayes. I'm your host for the first hour, or maybe just for the next 28 minutes because countdown has started and we seem to be having technical difficulties. We're here to teach and support people in using some of the most powerful, effective, efficient, and accessible tools I've learned in my over 46 years of doing therapy. And those tools are available absolutely free at whyagain.org. If you go to that website and click on the red and white bullseye or the link in the upper left-hand corner of most pages, it will let you download and read Chapter 24 of Dr. Michael Rice's book. The book is titled, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And that chapter is a narrative description of the primary tool in this work. You can also get the actual worksheet process itself. You can also download a whole host of audio files of shows like this one where people have been stepped through that worksheet process. And you can go to your app store and type in the three words Heartland Aramaic Forgiveness. And when you see the glowing heart icon and click on it, it will give you completely free and private access to an app that has the powerful reality management worksheet in it, an abbreviated version of that worksheet process, and a copy of the Dragon Klingon game, which is a wonderful way to introduce these tools to even younger audiences. And we encourage people to do that soon and often because it is the fuel that lets us fuel this show, field your questions, support you in learning how to use those tools in a way that makes your life better. And that is why we're here. So I am going to turn on the microphone for someone and see if they can hear. Susan, are you there?
I am here. I went out and came in again. But yes, I'm here and I can hear you fine. Is there trouble over there?
Yeah, we have all kinds of weird things going on. And I will turn on the microphone for Jeannie Rice.
Yeah, it's really
Jeannie
strange
Rice,
when I go out and look at... I am. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me? Okay. When I go out and look at the episode, it says it's 2 hours long. So I don't know why it's saying that we only have 28 minutes. I can create another one to start right behind it. But like I said, it says it's 2 hours. I don't know. Let me go see what I can do.
Well,
you go ahead and talk,
and
I'll try to create another one. But if this one is for 2 hours, it probably won't let me go. No, it's saying I can create one at 12:30, so I don't know what's going on. I'll create another one, and that may mean that you have to hang up and dial right back in, but it might keep going. Okay.
Okay. Well, I will move on to talking about the Course in Miracles lesson for the day, and
okay.
I will appreciate any help you can give us.
Awesome. Okay, I'll be right here. All right.
So I'll mute you, Susan, so you can listen, and I'll just talk about the Course in Miracles lesson, and then we'll open it back up.
Okay.
So through all the technical difficulties, we will move into talking about the Course in Miracles lesson for today. And it's the 34th lesson of the year, 34th day of the year. Yesterday, the lesson read simply, "There is another way of looking at the world." And today, the lesson reads, "I could see peace instead of this." The commentary reads, "The idea for today begins to describe the conditions that prevail in the other way of seeing. Peace of mind is clearly an internal matter. It must begin with your own thoughts and then extend outward. It is from your peace of mind that a peaceful perception of the world arises." That is such a key line. There have been a number of different pieces of lessons that have talked about how our perception, what we think we are doing when we look at something, the seeing, is really image creation. And that what's really happening is each and every one of us is creating our own experience of life with this process of perception that takes a tiny bit of information from our senses as stimulation and uses that in this cascading process of digging into our past and our memories and our beliefs and our emotional states. And then using all of that information, 80 or 90% of it comes from our past, and maybe 10 to 20% of it comes through our eyes or our ears in the moment. And we create a perception. As the research tells us over and over again, our perception does not record reality. Our perception constructs reality, which is why four or five of us in a room observing the same interactions can come up with four or five different realities or constructions of reality. The commentary goes on to say, "Three longer practice periods are required for today's exercises. One in the morning and one in the evening are advised, with an additional one to be undertaken at any time in between that seems most conducive to your readiness. All these applications should be done with the eyes closed. It is your inner world to which the applications of today's idea should be made. Some 5 minutes of mind searching are required for each of the longer practice periods. Search your mind for fear thoughts, anxiety-provoking situations, offending personalities, or events of anything else about which you are harboring unloving thoughts. Note them all casually, repeating the idea for today slowly, as you watch them arise in your mind. I could see peace instead of this." As you watch them arise in your mind and let each one go, repeat that phrase, "I could see peace instead of this." If you begin to experience difficulty in thinking of specific subjects, continue to repeat the idea to yourself in an unhurried, in a relaxed, calm, soothing manner, without applying it to anything in particular. Be sure, however, not to make any specific exclusions. The shorter applications are to be frequent and made whenever you feel your peace of mind is threatened in any way. The purpose is to protect yourself from the temptation throughout the day. If a specific form of temptation arises in your awareness, the exercise should take this form. I could see peace in this situation instead of what I now see in it. If the inroads on your peace of mind take the form of more generalized adverse emotions, such as depression, anxiety, or worry, use the idea in its original form. If you find you need more than one application of today's idea to help you change your mind in any specific context, try to take several minutes and devote them to repeating the idea until you feel some sense of relief. It will help you if you tell yourself specifically, I can replace my feelings of depression, anxiety, or worry, or my thoughts about this situation or personality or event, I can replace those with peace. I could see peace instead of this. That's the idea of the lesson. And then there's Pam Grout's chapter 34, chapter of her title. Her title of her chapter is Peace, the All-Purpose Elixir. She quotes Keith Johnstone, who said, I began to think of children not as immature adults, of adults as atrophied children. Pam writes, today's mantra is an all-purpose elixir. I use it at all times in all situations. No matter what happens, no matter how bad things look, I remind myself that, quote, I could see peace instead of this, close quotes. I'm in no way beholden to see peace. There's no pressure to give up my perception. I'm asked to raise peace as a possibility. No matter how remote it might seem, it helps to admit that I could see peace instead of what I'm currently seeing. The Course tells me I see nothing that is really alive or really joyous. Rather, I see a dull and gray substitute to what's really there. With spontaneity educated right out of me, I only see what I think ought to be there. My perceptions are frozen. They're locked in like King Arthur's sword in the stone. I like to trick my mind out of its habitual patterns by practicing an improv technique popularized by Keith Johnstone, a pioneer in improv theater. For 5 minutes, three times a day, I look around the room and shout out the wrong name for everything that my eyes light upon. For example, I call the TV a pancake and the couch a steel guitar. This not-so-silly exercise allows me to transcend the world and to entertain the slight possibility that maybe, just maybe, I could see peace instead of this. So, again, one of the core understandings of the Course in Miracles is that our perception has been used erroneously, unproductively. And as we work to change that perception, we open the possibility that we might move closer to actual perception, true perception. So, we are having technical difficulties, and Jeannie Rice has let me know that she has started another show that will begin 15, 16 minutes, something like that. So if this goes dead in 15 or 16 minutes, please call right back in, because I will start up the next show and we'll try to finish our first hour and roll into the second hour. Our call-in number is 563-999-3581. And if you call that number and press 1, we can have a conversation for at least 15 or 16 minutes. And maybe even beyond that, if we're lucky, if the technology decides to cooperate. So what's your comment? What's your question? What's a way we can support you? What's a great book you've read that you want us to read and interview someone on? Thank you, Susan Bingham, for the idea of interviewing Marcella Pixley, or whatever her name is. And if you know somebody that has inspired you or written a book that you like, or just inspirational talks, we would be happy to entertain those suggestions. You can either call us now at 563-999-3581 and press 1, or you can send me an email at tjh@mindshifters-academy.org. And I should say that I have magnums of gratitude for our support group. I'm getting messages from the technology. You have an upcoming scheduled episode in 15 minutes. What do you want to do? So again, before I talk about all the gratitude I have for the support group people, please remember that if in 14 minutes and 30 seconds we go silent, you may need to call back in. I don't know. Maybe if I restart the show, it will keep you on. Maybe it will hang up. But if so, we will start up again right away and finish the hour, and hopefully Michael and Jeannie's hour as well. So I have lots of gratitude for the people in support group, because the technical difficulties began last night and they're extending into today, where I didn't have any phone service for my business, and I didn't have any internet service. My phone system is going haywire even as I talk, so I'm getting distracted. And so the people in the group carried on without me, which was delightful. And I heard that they did 2 worksheets and did lots of conversation. Area code 205, you're in the air. Who do we have?
This is Joan in Birmingham.
Oh, hello, Joan. Good morning. Did you intend to put your hand up?
Yes.
How can we support you?
Well, I'm doing a worksheet, and I have a question about after 1D, there's or 1E. I want to punish 1C by, and then there's a little hand pointing to a box that says, I release and surrender myself for my emotions and number 1C and my story, my thoughts, and punishments to love. So my question is, I surrender myself and my emotions and 1C and my story are the same thing, aren't they? It's got 2 boxes to check, but I'm wondering if it's an error.
It is not an error. It's the idea that we want to use the worksheet to map out all of the stuff we're doing with our mental, emotional processes. And then before we move on, we want to cancel them. So we're practicing that verbal release. So in the first step, we have, you know, basically five steps, right? A, B, C, D, and E.
Yeah.
So in step one, I map out five different things. I name myself, I name my emotion, I name the person or object or situation that my mind is telling me is causing my upset with a brief description of what happened. And then in the fourth step of step one, the fourth part of step one, I name the thought I'm using to create the emotion. And then I specify whatever my punishment thought is. I'd like to punch that person in the face. I'd like to never talk to them again. I wish they would die, whatever. I map that all out. And then I begin the process of canceling by releasing and surrendering everything that I just mapped out. And it gives me a chance to slow down here and surrender everything to love, to surrender myself. I'm 1A, surrender my emotions, that's 1B. Surrender my trigger, that's 1C, and the story in 1C. Surrender my thoughts, okay, which is 1D. And surrender my punishment thoughts in 1E. Surrender it all to love.
Okay, I get that.
Right? And then oftentimes the next step in our group when we're doing it is we'll flip between moving right into step two, I choose love, willingly face and process out, or we'll go into the column on the right and read those releases. If they're the one with the problem, why am I the one with the pain? And I cancel my need to be right, and I cancel my need to make up another story out of these brain cells to hallucinate proof that my fear and hostility-based story is true. So you can do it either way, but there's two different kind of softening, letting go of the pressure to be right and the tension and holding on to my story before we ever get down to step five where we do the major canceling of the goal.
Right. Okay. Well, that one there in the column, I cancel my need to be right, and I cancel my need to make up another story. That's one of the most powerful parts of the worksheet for me. It's just reminding myself that if I'm not so careful, my mind will make up another story to be right about. Yeah. Okay, well, that answered my question, Dr. Tim. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. That's why we're here. Anything else we can do for you today?
That's all.
All right. Well, blessings. Thank you for the question and the call. I'll mute you so you can continue to listen. Our call-in number is 563-999-3581. If you call that number and press 1, we can have a conversation. And I should mention again that I was saying during this gratitude for the people in support group on Tuesday night who carried on without me. I was able to hand off the hosting of the Zoom session to somebody else, and the group carried on and supported each other, which is just delightful. I should also begin to mention that next Tuesday, February 9th, we will be joining a different group. There's a group by whatever name that does support group for themselves through a meetup, and they do it through Zoom these days, and they're calling this a behavior modification workshop information. And so I will be their talking head quote, expert, close quotes, and we will present a little bit of the rationale behind the reality management worksheet and the reality management worksheet itself, and have our group members, if they choose to participate, there to help answer questions and meet this other group of people who have been meeting and supporting each other and learning different things about spiritual teachings, mental health, etc. And I will post the Zoom link for that on the MindShiftersAcademy.org website for next Tuesday. And if you have any comments or questions about that, you can email me at tjh@mindshifters-academy.org. And I'll be happy to do what I can to answer those questions. So how can we support you today, at least in our next 6 minutes before some big change is going to happen? There's a countdown going on the switchboard that says you have 6 minutes left in this stream. And so, Susan, how can we support you today?
Hi, Dr. Tim. I had a question about Eckhart Tolle talks about the pain body. And I haven't read what he said about that in ages, but I've been thinking about the work we've been doing with the Course in Miracles and the fact and the reading of the We Are the Luckiest. And I have been treating my habit of feeling worried, scared, having bad feelings, focusing on certain family members that I want to feel well. I have a big goal that they'll be fine. And if they're not fine, I have to worry about them. All of that I've put under the category of addiction. So we're told that we should allow negative feelings, use them, look at them, and perhaps even express them to some extent. But I got the impression from Eckhart Tolle that he recommended that we really honor feelings in a way that he gives a lot of credence to the pain body. Like, this is something we all have. And maybe we should feel it. And if we want to be mad, we be mad for a certain length of time. I'm just trying to fit all this together in under the banner that all of these are now, for me, signs of addiction. I don't know if you could do anything with that. It's not exactly a question, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
Well, when you bring up the pain body, the pain body is a concept, right? It's not a real thing. It's a word that's attached in some people's minds to a set of thoughts. And years ago, somebody asked me to read Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now.
Mm.
And then they were so excited. They wanted to know, what did I think about it? Wasn't it great? And I said, well, it's interesting. It's really Krishnamurti light. And they said, what? I said, yeah, it's Krishnamurti light. It's Krishnamurti for the Western mind. What do you mean by that? They took great offense. It was almost the end of the friendship. Right? I'm not really asking for your opinion. I just want you to tell me what I already know. So I made the mistake of thinking they actually wanted my opinion, and it caused this rift. The pain mm-hmm. body is one of the things I used to help illustrate the difference between Krishnamurti and someone like Eckhart Tolle, who is a wonderful thinker. He's got a lot of the puzzle. It's really helpful. People love his book. And yet, in this term, the pain body, you have one of the primary differences between him and someone like Krishnamurti. And most everything else he says is right in line with Krishnamurti. But Krishnamurti will say over and over again, the word is not the thing. And as you think about something, you separate yourself from that thing. And so you are compounding your difficulties in trying to do what Michael Rice would call perceiving accurately. So we have 90 seconds before we get cut off.
Great. Well, So
maybe we can just keep talking and it'll start right up again. Maybe we'll have to listen to the intro. But so the pain body can be whatever you make it be in your set of thoughts. So if you think about your anxiety and all the discomfort, that whole pattern of struggles that you do with your mind energy around anxiety and wanting other people to be right or healed, et cetera, you could conceptualize that as being the pain body.
Yeah.
And if it's useful to you, good, keep doing it. If it gets you stuck because you're now trying to figure something out and you're trying to make your experiences fit the writing that Eckhart Tolle did, then I say it's probably not productive. So that's where we'll begin. We've got, you know, maybe 25 seconds left before some kind of transition happens. So if you're one of the 11 or 12 callers on the call, if you get dropped, please call right back in. We'll start up the second part of the show, hopefully enough to take us all the way through to what would be 1 o'clock Central.